Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Rich. We've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
We want you to use and practice these phrases by interacting with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
If you listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can leave your comments in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
You can find all our latest content on the Premier Skills English homepage or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Let's start our roundup of Match Week 6 with our headlines.
City run riot against Watford.
Manchester City bounced back from last week's defeat against Norwich with an astonishing 8-0 win against Watford. City were 5-0 up with less than 20 minutes played and had chances to break the record for the Premier League's biggest ever win, which is 9-0. There was a Bernardo Silva hat-trick and goals from David Silva, Sergio Aguero, Riyad Mahrez, Nicolas Otamendi and Kevin De Bruyne with the pick of the bunch.
Liverpool hang on to make it 6 out of 6.
Liverpool made it 6 wins in a row and stay 5 points clear at the top of the table after a 2-1 win away at Chelsea. Liverpool stormed into a 2-0 first half lead after a wonderful goal from Trent Alexander-Arnold and a Roberto Firmino header. Chelsea, who had a first half goal ruled out by a tight offside decision, were better in the second half and N'Golo Kante pulled one back with a brilliant individual goal. Chelsea dominated but couldn't find an equaliser against a strong Liverpool defence.
10-man Arsenal stun Villa.
Arsenal moved into the top four after a thriller with Villa. John McGinn put Villa ahead in the first half and Arsenal had a mountain to climb when Ainsley Maitland-Niles was sent off before the break. Nicolas Pepe got his first goal for Arsenal to equalise, but Villa went back ahead a minute later after some brilliant work from Jack Grealish set up Wesley for the goal. Callum Chambers got a second equaliser for the Gunners, and then with 5 minutes left, who else but Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang got the winner with a brilliant free kick.
That was a great win for Arsenal.
It was a brilliant weekend of action. The best this season, I think. There were also great wins for West Ham, Leicester City, Sheffield United, Bournemouth and Burnley.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
In our vocabulary alert, we look at some football English that we used in the headlines.
We have some difficult phrases this week. Our 6 phrases are to run riot, to bounce back, the pick of the bunch, to be ruled out, a tight offside decision, and a mountain to climb.
Let's start with the one that's probably the most difficult, to run riot. We said that Manchester City ran riot against Watford. To run riot means to behave in an uncontrolled way.
It's often used to describe children at home or school who are allowed to run riot or do what they want. Nobody is controlling them.
In football, it's used to describe a team that cannot be controlled. Watford couldn't control City, who scored 8 goals. City were allowed to run riot.
The next phrase is to bounce back. It means to recover quickly and usually recover quickly from something that is bad or painful.
Manchester City bounced back from defeat against Norwich last week to run riot against Watford this week.
Right. The next phrase is the pick of the bunch. This phrase is used to describe the best among a number of things.
Manchester City scored 8 goals, and we said Kevin De Bruyne's goal was the pick of the bunch. This means it was the best goal out of the 8 City scored.
The next phrase is to be ruled out. This is a phrase we are using more and more now we use VAR in the Premier League.
To rule something out means to stop something from happening. Chelsea had a goal ruled out by VAR at the weekend. The goal wasn't permitted.
It wasn't permitted because it was offside. It was a tight offside decision. That's a phrase we hear quite a bit. A tight offside decision.
Offside decisions are often described as tight. We hear commentators saying, "That's very tight." It means close. They say that when they're not sure if it is offside or not.
Okay, our final phrase this week is to have a mountain to climb. This phrase is used when someone has a very difficult task or challenge ahead of them.
Arsenal had a mountain to climb when they were 1-0 down with 10 men. But I'm very happy that they got to the top of the mountain. They won the match.
Okay, so there are our six words and phrases. Listen to this part of the podcast again if you're not sure how to use them.
The words and phrases are to run riot, to bounce back, the pick of the bunch, to be ruled out, a tight offside decision, and a mountain to climb. Right. Every week, we give out three Matchweek awards.
The awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Let's start with Player of the Week. There were some great performances last weekend, but we have to choose a Manchester City player after their 8-0 win.
Bernardo Silva might have scored a hat-trick, but our Player of the Week is Kevin De Bruyne. He was unplayable.
Our next award is for Team of the Week.
Easy. Manchester City. Next.
Yes, you're right. All right, Goal of the Week. There were some fantastic goals last weekend. James Maddison for Leicester, Harry Kane for Spurs, and N'Golo Kante for Chelsea.
There were so many that we're going to limit ourselves to free kicks. Which one of these was the best?
Free kick number one. Aaron Creswell for West Ham against Manchester United. A long-range screamer into the top corner.
Free kick number two. Trent Alexander-Arnold for Liverpool versus Chelsea. Mohamed Salah back-heeled the ball into Arnold's path, who blasted it into the net.
Free kick number three. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang for Arsenal v Aston Villa. A stunner. Beautifully curled into the top corner from just outside the area.
A tough decision for you to make there. Those are our three options. Did you see them? Which do you think was the best? Let us know your choice and if you agree with our other weekly awards in our comments section on the Premier Skills English website. Every week, Rich predicts the result of one Premier League match, and we want you to make your prediction too.
I went for a draw between Chelsea and Liverpool, but I got it wrong again, happily.
I see the two teams you're supporting are playing each other next week. Sheffield United are at home to Liverpool. Are you going to make a prediction?
No, I don't want to.
Go on.
Nope. I'm going to predict the result of your team, Arsenal, who are away to Manchester United next Monday. Both teams have had a mixed start to the season. Manchester United seem to have problems scoring goals, and Arsenal seem to have problems conceding goals. United will want to bounce back from defeat against West Ham last week, but with a few injuries, I think they might find this difficult. I think Arsenal will score and it will probably be Aubameyang. But I think United will scrape an equaliser. Final score, Manchester United 1, Arsenal 1.
A draw wouldn't be the worst result in the world.
You can make your predictions on the Premier Skills English website in the comments section and talk about the big match at the same time.
Remember that we also have some questions for you to answer that give you a chance to use this week's vocabulary.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page on the Premier Skills English website.
If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.